The Garnet Wager was a show where three players competed in a fantasy-style competition while watching episodes of Korean game shows. Now the dust has settled, and the world is at peace. But life finds a way, and duty calls once again. This is The Garnet Wager. Begin.
Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to another episode of The Garnet Wager. We're continuing to watch the South Korean reality game show Society Game as we continue through Season 1, Episode 3. I'm Six Detmar.
I'm Alan Ibrahim.
And I'm so bored.
Wow. Coming right out the gate, Nicholas.
Don't we have anything else to talk about, you know? I mean I'm sure I'll be with Six on some things, but not on others. But, oh my, nothing happened. There's nothing to talk about. We have other stuff we could talk about. You know, I could bring a drink. Yeah.
We talk about Armored
No,
War.
I'm afraid you made your bed.
I made my bed?
I voted against the show. Y'all picked it. And now I'm just digging in my heels. No, we can't talk about anything else. We can't watch anything else.
Oh, I don't want to stop watching, but...
But for every hour of this podcast that we do, we get a kilogram of ice, which is really nice.
That's true. I need a kilogram. Do you know Jimmy Buffett died?
I do. I mean, his pillar of salt.
Wasting away again in society game. Don't worry, I don't actually have any lyrics planned. Searching for a school. My lost... Shake Goju Jang. Uh-huh. I'm stalling because there's nothing to talk about. Uh-huh. Some people claim that there's a bandage to blame. But I know it's my fault. Feel free to take over at any point.
It's kind of hard to seize the reins when someone's playing the guitar. That kind of dominates the room a little bit.
No, I love it.
You'd have to stop.
Play it for the whole episode. I can focus. I wrote in my notes.
Sponge cake. I don't really know the song. Watching the sun bake. Uh-huh.
All these like walking up, like driving up, his windows down, blasting his sound system X volume, and he's like, go ahead, take over any time. Motherfucker, we can't. String.
He's hopping in a jet plane.
On my blue couch swing.
It's fine. Guys, do the
just
podcast.
Revving the
smell
edge of
those
a fighter jet.
Chickens beginning to boil.
I have a question, Six.
Wasted again in society.
Three hints were received early on in this game. RH cubed, EK to the ninth, 12
searching
out of 13.
For my lost container
right.
of ghost.
Do we know what any of that means yet?
No. Also, there's 12 out of 13,
some
and there's also 1 out of 12.
Because
we got one last episode, and Nopdong just forgot to check theirs, which is why we got two today.
Oh. But I know.
When is that going to be useful?
It's my fault.
Completely unclear. We have no information about that.
Alan, can I stop, or should I?
If you would like to stop, I'm going to give you permission to stop.
I feel like that's not strong enough, you know?
I want you to stop.
It's not about... Okay. You know, I'm very selfless here.
I don't agree with that. That's what they always let's say. Let's just go down the notes. This doesn't have to be a long episode. Nick sounds like he's leaving.
He's probably putting his guitar, you know, away properly.
Who just hopped on a plane?
Really
he's here in my house now. Hi, Nick. Yeah.
I was really hoping the hints... Like, I missed what the hints meant.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
It's like this casual. It's the one like mystery that's currently open that I'm like, oh, I want to see to the end where nobody ever uses the hint door.
Exactly.
It's never important.
See, like in the tabletop side of our podcast here,
yeah.
I decided the location for a really big clue, Okay. And I was like, oh man, if you remember the genius, this is like, oh, of course, right? And I'm like, they're never going to find it. I had that realization and I was like, I have to be okay with that and move on. And maybe they'll randomly have the thought. I don't think the crew behind, the staff behind Society Game had the thought of like, these clues mean fucking nothing and they're just going to ignore them.
No, they're going to come back.
It's there's no mystery. Like, oh, there's a door we can't open or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool that they built, you know, a society and everything, but it's small for trying to do, like, Survivor in, you know. Or have, like, these mysteries outside, you know, the main game.
I should start DMing the group every day and be like, yeah, okay, today's hint is hamburger... motorcycle and just send you random shit every day.
Like, but also don't share them with everybody, so it's like, in case, you know, people swap out of the DM, you know, we're not gonna communicate its existence.
Also funny to me that the clues are English letters, but so like RH has to mean something to people who speak Korean. So, but also they speak English, and it's like, why
and there was a
English?
Letter on the art on the let the there was a number in the top right. Of
yeah,
the two
RH
clues.
To the third, the RH letter. Three, yeah. EK 9, and then 12, 13, and the fourth and the sixth.
So,
seven,
like,
eight.
If it's referencing the English alphabet, yeah, I don't know.
Let's just go down some.
I don't care.
Let's just go down some fun. I have fun notes. I took all notes focusing on the fun stuff. Just
okay. Go ahead.
Well, if Alan has notes, you know, please.
Alan's a summary expert on the show. Please, take it away.
Oh, I can do a summary, sure. That's, yeah. Mm-hmm. The beginning of the episode...
Too, that's just you cooking.
Yeah, I'll get us started. You can pick up wherever I leave off. We start every episode, as usual, with people debating who to vote on the Nopdong side and people discussing rebellion on the Madong side. It seems like things are okay. People are filling water and talking over the water, which I noted to you guys. It's just really funny because their lav mics are like... Every time they're near the water thing and talking, the water is like 8 times louder than anybody's voice. And it's like, I feel bad for the audio engineer who's like, what do I do with this? Like, this dialogue, do I dub this? Like, what the fuck? As we mentioned before, they all get hints. The women of both teams are aware that the men have been starting these like really sketchy alliances. And they know about that, but they don't really know how to counter it. So there's a sort of solidarity between the women, which will come back at the end. And we are given a clue as to what our games are going to be. So the mental challenge is a tangram puzzle, which if you aren't familiar, basically means that you have a shape on a flat piece of paper and you need to fill it in with a bunch of geometric shapes without them overlapping. This is a common like brain teaser kind of game. This is also going to be done in the main match with a 5-legged race, which means that 4 people have to bind one of their legs together and walk back and forth between a tangram and a simple ring toss. Again, we're doing ring toss.
Oh, yeah, ring toss again.
It continues to be annoying. And everyone's like, we'll get to that. But everyone is like, what's the hardest part of this? Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I was so slow on the tangram. And it's like, no, it's because fucking Macho or whatever spends like 35 minutes on a ring toss. That's not your fault. It's just annoying and hard. And he's bad at it.
It wasn't Macho, but
yeah. I know I wasn't. I'm forgetting.
Did he really spend that long? Anyway,
there were a couple rounds where the ring toss was what was killing them, and it's like they showed us watching them, like they showed them practicing tangrams, but they only briefly showed people. And the one person that they showed practicing ring toss got 6 in a fucking row, and I was completely floored. I was like, this has to be edited or something. There's no way.
But it's faked.
Nobody
gets it. It almost doesn't matter though, right? Like, okay, so there's a. This is a dumb thing, right? Uh-huh. But, like, when you are practicing combos in a fighting game, one of the tips you'll get from people is, hey, make the dummy do stuff, right? Like, normally you fight against a dummy, right? Which is a character that's just sort of standing there and taking the hits. Mm-hmm. And a lot of like, pros will say, hey, don't do that. Have the dummy, like, walk around. Have the dummy jumping or something, right? Because it just files differently in your brain. And when it comes to match time, you won't be able to do it. What they should have been practicing was running back and forth and back and forth and then doing ring toss because it just files differently in their brain.
Yeah.
And they're too like tense and stressed and they're too excited from the hustling to be able to use the ring toss skills they practiced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tangrams, you can only practice so much. Tangrams actually gave me DAT flashbacks, the dental admission test, because that's one of the things that they kind of, they do like a version of that where you have to count how many cubes are have exposed sides in a three-dimensional object. It's like nuts. Oh, fuck the dental admission test. And yeah, so Solhua, one of the team members, has a really simple but effective Tangram strat early on, which is that if you just pull a single piece at a time and focus on it, you can be a lot more efficient and gradual with Tangrams. And for winning the practice game or the first game, they win a bunch of gochujang. Delicious. If only we had some rice. Oh, well. And they test it and it tasted and it's good and everybody's happy about it. But because Ma Dong won again, they wanted to be nice to the other team. So they throw some of their leftover cooking oil to Nop Dong. I thought it would be hilarious if that fucking oil just fell.
Exploded.
Because they're like, hey.
I was worried about that. That would have been really sad for me.
We're going to throw it. And then like six different guys are like, okay, go ahead. And like,
yeah. I was hoping it would get stuck on the roof. Like they did a shot, you know, from overhead. And it's like, oh, what if it just lands on the roof and, like, it's stuck?
I played fun, weird mini golf yesterday at a place called Putt Shack, which is one of those classic, like, we give you a thing to do while you drink alcohol with your friends. And
is it a little putt place where you could get together?
With my putt friends, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my ball stuck between a, like, minus 6 points and a plus 5 points. But it was, like, not labeled well, so I pushed it into the minus six, and I almost lost the whole game because of that. I'm not bitter about it. You're bitter about it.
No.
It's fine. And then we get the sort of star of this episode, which is the jail, a new concept introduced where, yes, as I mentioned earlier, if you choose to send somebody to jail for every hour that they go, you get X amount kilograms of ice for your team to drink and have for their beverages, mm-hmm. I guess.
They didn't show this.
Didn't show what?
Yeah, they didn't show us any ice.
They didn't actually show any ice this episode.
I was like,
one guy stayed in jail for like 6 hours.
I was like, is the ice in the jail cell? Where's the ice? They just don't. We don't get to see it. This is one of my biggest problems with Society Game is like the stuff I care about, they always cut around. And I'm like, can you, what are you choosing to show me?
Where's the ice?
So yes, Hanbyul decides to go to Ma Dong jail. Or actually he does not. He says explicitly, I don't think I want to, but he's nudged forward by the rest of the team. And their leader is like, hey.
In theory, he was injured, but it wasn't clear that that actually was going to matter in the end.
Exactly.
Yeah, he messed up his foot when they were practicing the
five-legged
the game from last time, which is like there was a little bit of like pull the rope, and it ended up being kind of wrestling-y. Fucking MJ Kim rocked him, and he bent his foot weird.
So they're like, yeah, you should probably go. Do you want to, though? And he's like, I guess if I have to. We're going to put you in there for 10 hours, which is an entire episode's worth, basically. So we just don't have Hanbyul for this whole thing. Until the end.
He doesn't actually stay for 10 hours, but, you know, he stays for six.
He stays for six.
Long enough.
They realize they have enough ice. I love the scenes of the people in jail, by the way, who are just, like, tidying up the space, cleaning. One guy, because the other team also puts somebody in jail, right?
Mm-hmm. For and 2 hours, Nop Dong does.
And he, like, meditates. He does push-ups. He starts lifting. They censor his armpit hair again. So yeah. Goofy.
They put a caption that says armpit hair this time.
Armpit hair censor, yeah. Also, did you guys notice that there's a whole iPad in the jail cell? I was like, do you guys have games on that? Like,
what?
Go look back.
I missed that.
One of the jail cells has, like, a tablet. And I was like, what?
I saw like a glass thing, and I assumed that was the window to.
No, it was on the floor. It was like next to his bedding or something.
Oh, huh. No.
It could totally be like backup audio recording or something, or it's for production. I don't know, but I like to imagine that he comes out and he's like, "I'm on level 600 of Angry Birds."
Oh yeah, no, that's totally.
Can you take a picture?
Yes, one sec.
But continuing on, we do a little bit of five-legged race practice, and we get a really awkward shot of Asol putting his hand on a girl's butt. Unnecessary. This doesn't need to be a horny show for any reason. And then it cut to someone who was like married for 2 years, doesn't know what to do. Like one of the other players.
The editors are trying, Alan. They're trying to keep you awake.
It's not. It's you're lucky I watched it's this at working. 1 in the afternoon. Otherwise, I would have been Hong Shu, me. So Knopf Talk figures out how to get 5 people sprinting pretty effectively. We build up to the race as we reach the end of part 1, and part 2 begins the beginning of the challenge. Just not too many notes on this. It goes pretty straightforward. Both teams are actually fine at it. Ma Dong had in one round, I think round 2, they like got way ahead and got stuck on a ring toss and just could not do ring toss for the whole time. I kept thinking, like, what happens if you run out of rings? Are they going to, like, go retrieve Me your too. Rings?
But, yeah. I also suppose my assumption, but, yeah.
But, like, you have to get one, and they give you, like, 50 chances. So I think they realize, like, at this point, if you're missing it, you've lost. The other team has finished.
I feel like I would just pick up all 50 and throw them at once. And I'm like, something's got on him.
Shotgun approach, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's why somebody kept saying, like, give him more. Give him a bunch. Don't give him, like, one or two. Also, just tiny note about this that I thought was cute. Ma Dong has a chant, which is Ma Dong, for their 1-2 steps to do the 5-legged race. Mm-hmm. But the other team doesn't say Nup Dong. They just say, well, one guy just goes 1-2, 1-2, and like no one or Hanador. And I just thought that was funny because it seemed like Ma Dong had this like big team energy. Like, we're a squad. We chant. We're fucking cool. And then Nup Dong's like, hey, can you count for us? We're not counting. I don't want to do counting. Mm-hmm. I generally get the sense that Ma Dong right now is a little bit more cohesive as a team. I don't know if you guys feel the same way or if that's becoming apparent or not.
Maybe.
I mean, I think if a lot of it's just the momentum of victory.
Yeah.
And also, there's so few opportunities to see cohesion or the lack thereof.
Yes.
That I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, that's another thing I wish they would show more often is like, let's watch them being, because they spend a whole week together, you know, between the episodes that we don't see. And
oh, it's only a day per app, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just a day per app.
No, but I'm saying between the episodes, isn't there like time that they spend together?
No.
Oh, interesting. No. It's just this is them for 13 days.
Yep.
Then why are they so like emotionally invested in each other?
Because you've got nothing to do.
Like, when the game ends in this one, and spoiler alert, John gets eliminated, all of the women start bawling their eyes out, for good reason, I guess. But, like, bawling their eyes out, like, somebody died.
Well,
and she's like, why are you sad?
I mean, they have nothing to care about. This is the only thing they have to do, right?
Yeah.
Is talk to each other and get invested in each other and how stressed out they are about things. Like, I mean, you're tired because you're sleeping basically outside in the hottest summer in like
ever,
like 50 years in Korea. Uh-huh. And you don't have air conditioning. You don't have like cold water, for fuck's sake. It's miserable conditions that are going to bring out, you know, an emotionally heightened state. Also, you're bored out of your mind. The only things you have to do are gossip with each other and sort of scheme against each other and invest in each other. And for the women, like, there has been a, like, you know, other things have come up. Sometimes there have been, you know, air quotes here, easier kills. But, like, there are more men than women here, and yet we have lost 2 women in 3 episodes. There's a clear, like, when in doubt, send a girl home thing. That would cause me to be really fucking anxious.
Really? I didn't get that sense. But
I mean, like,
there's also the girls so little opportunities to see that. So maybe I'm just not paying attention.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm reading into a lot of things because we don't get. But like, that's part of it, right? Is whenever you see people scheming, it is either the women talking to each other about, I feel like we're going to get fucked on this one, or is the men scheming. It is very rare.
More cross pollination this out
than before. There's still very little of it. There's one scene of it.
Okay.
It is a factor that the women are getting eliminated a little bit more. And there is a scene that's like so brief, where one of the girls is talking to her leader, and she's like, "Yeah, I'm a little bit quieter because I have a lot of trauma around being around other people, especially people who are not in my age group. I get along better," and you get the sense of like. Are you talking about, like, older men? Like, what do you...
Well, that's the term she uses. Mm-hmm. She uses opas. She says older men.
Exactly. So, like, that's a little dark, and that I don't think we need to, like, dig into that, but I think somebody should show concern for that. Was it her who was eliminated, though? I didn't get a chance to rewind it.
No.
To rewind it. It was not.
Okay. No, no.
That would have been fucked.
She was in the alliance with the lead, with Sung-uk. It was
okay.
Soa?
Yeah. Yeah. That yeah, but I just thought that was an interesting like thing to reveal on this and not didn't like get into it, but okay. And yeah, the Napdong leader wants to eliminate Sehyuk to provide safety to his alliance. We should mention Napdong wins this game. They win the main match this week. Congrats.
Their first victory.
They've broken the streak. So now it's 2-1. And their special prize is some delicious fruit, which made me want grapes, which I just ate during the intro. You guys didn't hear it, but
oh, shit.
Housed a ton of grapes.
How were they? What they color are really we dealing with?
They're green, classic green grapes. Nice and fresh.
Ooh, green grapes.
Yes. Thank you, Six, for clarifying. It was Yang Jian who was eliminated from Madong this week. Yeah, so they got some fun grapes and peaches and apples or whatever. That's really good for them. You need fiber out there in the streets, out there in the society. So
I continue to marvel at the way they've built this to just, like, they can give the shittiest prizes and make, it's like, this is, it's like you're on fucking Wheel of Fortune, yeah, and you're like, it's a new car, and you're on the side game, they're like, it's a grape.
Oh my god, let's go.
Saving money out here.
same emotional reaction, though, like, ah, I got grape.
I mean, like, it's a very nice treat if you're at, you know, summer camp and it's really hot out, but, like, for a, you know, for the people there, I'm sure it was incredible, but watching at home, yeah, you're like, oh, it's a peach.
Get to hear some really cool sounds as people eat peaches really close to a microphone. Cool.
Slurpee. This is another example of them trying to create sort of drama where I didn't think that there needed to be any. When the guy gets out of jail for being in there for 6 hours, he looks around and it's filmed like a war flashback or something. He's like, yeah, everyone's so happy. They're all laughing. This doesn't seem like a moment for people to be happy. I just got out of jail. It's like,
well, I think it's more because they just lost the game.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, this should be a moment of like sadness. And it's like, again, there is not like an equal level of emotion amongst all the players. Some people get over invested and some people just seem like they don't particularly care. Which can cause this kind of awkward moment. But again, that was like mostly the editing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I had that same thought of like, oh, they're kind of trying to make something happen. But I guess it also highlights that, like, oh, what's his name who was in jail? Like, he didn't do anything today.
Yeah.
And then he comes out of jail and he hears, oh, people lose. Someone's getting sent home. But now we're back. We're like on the positive phase and we're all coping or whatever.
Hanbyul was his name.
He didn't get to do anything that day.
The point that somebody made before he goes to jail is, like, you run a high risk of getting eliminated when you go to jail because the implication is that you become useless for a week. And it's like, no. And he says, like, I'm doing a thing for the team. Like, I don't know why that would even be an issue.
I think you're excluded from elimination.
Oh, are you?
Right, but it is, you're excluded from an elimination that episode. I think, right, yeah. I think what Alan was getting at is the idea of, like, people look back and they're like, well, you weren't much help last week. It's like,
I was in jail.
Motherfucker, I got you 30 pounds of ice.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're very welcome.
In theory.
And with all the women crying and with Jun gone, the spark of rebellion has been lit in Madong, and we have started talking about rebelling next week. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. It, you know, it doesn't help that... go ahead, Nick.
It did?
There is definitely some talk. I don't know that it's like it's
not like I'm gonna do it.
Right. It's not as straightforward just yet, but there's a lot of, like, I mean, it also doesn't help that Sakyuk, who's been the leader in Madong for a bit here, has been telling people this episode, like, yeah, I'm really looking forward to, we're going to get it down, we're going to lose a couple more people, and then all alliances will disappear and it'll be a fresh start. And the people he's been with are like, what the fuck are you talking about? We're going to maintain our alliance. No.
No way.
Yeah. So what I got from the end, because it's not the same mechanic, but in Napdong, people are unhappy with Haejun, the current leader, who's starting to just act like a dictator, basically. Yes. So I think they were showing clips of Napdong being like the drama with that.
Mm-hmm, that too. I think the ending more focuses on that, but through the episode we build the Ma Dong story.
I don't know
too, cause
what's going on in Ma Dong.
They have to rebel eventually. Why would you have that mechanic and not do it?
I mean, you never know, but I do think there will probably be a rebellion. I mean, I think over time, anyone in a leadership position for long enough, people are going to start blaming them for things, right? That's just how this goes. Uh-huh. And so I think they will be for that. I think over in Nopdong, it's like Heejun is writing, like, okay, I'm going to make a comparison to real politics, right?
Sure.
It is like how there is a phenomenon right now with Republican Congress people.
Okay.
Who they voted against a bill that was like a bunch of like Green New Deal stuff, right? Basically.
Yeah.
And then that created a bunch of jobs, and now they're going to their constituents being like, yeah, no, this is the kind of work we get done in Congress. It's like, motherfucker, you voted against it. And so Heejun is going around being like, yeah, no, it was my game plan. That's really, and it's like, motherfucker, the game plan was MJ Kim's good at this shit. You didn't do anything.
Is she the new leader?
Not yet. Mm. And it is there, the way they were discussing it, they think it would not go well if she tried to run. They think they don't have enough support. I'm not sure if that's true. I do wonder about the fragile egos of these men having a woman in charge. But
Heejun is like heavily intimidating people to, like, Sayuk. I think has run like the past two times also, and he's basically like intimidating people. Like, oh, I'm gonna know if you didn't vote for me, and then that's not gonna be good. Like, if I'm leader again, then you're out. You're done. And it's like, oh yeah, Sayuk, if you run again this time, you're dead. You're dead.
I'm gonna kill your chances of winning.
exactly.
Not much else to say. Kind of a boring episode. Oops.
Cool.
Oh.
I mean, they cleaned out. You know, listen, Ma Dong cleaned out their
jail,
their shower area, their jail. Right, I call it a shower area just because he went in there with a big bucket of water and started throwing water against all the walls.
Well, so they were keeping the chickens in jail, too. So, and they put one of the chicken phobes in jail. So he was like, yeah, as long as you get those chickens out of there, I'll go in. And then he cleaned it up.
How wild would that be if they were like, no, you're doing exposure therapy, and they trapped him for 6 hours with the chicken. They're like, we're not
they don't show the chickens,
and then afterwards they eliminated him.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it today, but, you know, tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's a little graphic of him running around with his head cut off.
I want this show to be weirder. I want it to be much weirder and, like, louder and boisterous and exciting.
Mm-hmm. Something to happen.
Like, it's not even the premise is, it's not even that the premise is bad. They're just, like, not giving a lot of opportunity for personalities to show off. Like, three episodes in, the fact that I still don't know anyone's names is bad.
Yeah, it's getting better for me, but, like, most people didn't get to play the main game. Most people didn't do anything.
I think I have been pretty hard on, I just think, like, the contestants are doing their thing, and I think they're mostly doing their best, right?
Yeah.
To keep this, you know, an entertaining show. I just don't feel like the organization and rules and, like, things they've set up for them to do have been particularly compelling. I think it's been badly run.
Oh, yeah. Agreed. Like, they got a special challenge, and it was like, ooh, and if you do this challenge, you'll get ice. Okay, people did the challenge, which was just put someone in jail, which it was like a jail that wasn't particularly grueling relative to their situation, and then we don't even get to see the reward.
It feels really like the jail thing was so that they could put that someone was in jail in the next time on.
Yep.
Yeah, last week when they showed it seemed way more intense, like, let me out, whatever. It's like, no, they put him in a room.
They stuck, you know, the soda bottle through the thing. We didn't really see that, actually.
Why did they do that?
We didn't get to see. Okay. Like, we just saw it stuck, and at some point they didn't have the reason on camera.
Yeah, so sometimes watching Society Games is like piecing together a mystery that you're not allowed to see the, like, the payoff.
It isn't particularly interesting.
And exactly the solution, the mystery itself is not interesting so far.
And I think this other thing that's hurting us here, Alan, is that we got a glimpse at what we could be doing in different worlds.
We did?
Yeah, we got a preview. We're going to be covering Minky Momo, the anime. No, sorry.
You know, this is a tricky thing, so I'll just mention this as vaguely. There is there's another show by this guy. I always forget this guy's name. Right. JJY has another show coming up on Netflix.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And we're not going to be covering it until the, you know, Writers and Screen Actors Guild strike is over. Because in solidarity, they asked podcasters not to cover this kind of content that was being, you know, promoted by these streaming services. But it looks really good.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be one of the first things I'm like, okay, let's get moving on this once the strike ends. Mm-hmm. Even though I know that could be 6 months or a year.
Well, as long as it's before June of next year, then we're good.
Exactly.
Oh, because I said I would still be watching this.
Yeah, yes. You said it. Six. You did say you that. Made your bed.
Yeah.
You on said June 24th, 2024, if we're not watching Society Game Season 1, then six is officially owned.
Yeah.
Which I first of all, didn't agree with, and also seems like we're pretty well on track for me to still be watching the show.
No.
Then you're going to get owned.
I'm going to own your dog.
This is More Interesting Than Society Game. Introducing today's contestants, Alan. An IT manager from Southern California, Six.
I just think it's my
All right, welcome to Korean Miscellaneous Jeopardy. Guys, we've got five categories going on today. We've got Korean food, Korean TV shows, Korean holidays, K-pop, also known as Korean pop music, as well as miscellaneous.
Okay, so Nick has cropped out, so it's a Jeopardy board with these five categories, but Nick has cropped out the title of the Jeopardy board, which is obviously, How Ethnocentric Are You?
Actually, it's Korean-Jeopardy 9, I'll have you know. Alan, where are we going?
K-pop 500.
Take us away. K-pop for 500. This song features the following English lyrics. Quote, because I listen to my heartbeat one by one.
What? This is against some old shit.
Because I listen to my heartbeat one by one. I don't know.
Yeah, can you sing it?
I just did. I can sing it either way.
No,
because I
listen
to my heartbeat. One, one, one. Bye, bye. Oh, in Korean? Sure. Here I go. Perfect Korean. The answer we're looking for is Before the Dawn by Infinite.
Did Girlfriend of the Podcast help you do this? You didn't make this.
Of course I didn't make this. K-pop for 400. This girl group song was later covered by Kesha.
Alan? Yeah. The Buzz.
Yep.
It was a Girls' Generation song. It was girl. Run. Is it because of the Netflix show? It's Run Devil Run. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I didn't get that. That's correct. What is Run Devil Run by Girls' Generation?
Yeah.
Six, where are we going? Control the board, six. Six, control the six.
Six.
Six was muted. Six, control the board. Six, please control the board. Six, please control the board.
Six.
All right, you said desperate enough. Korean food 100.
60 TP top. 60 TP top. 60 TP top.
This street food is spicy and chewy.
Wait. Oh, a Buzz?
Alan.
What is tteokbokki?
That's correct!
Yeah!
All right, Alan, you have the board.
Korean TV shows, 300.
My God, the chaos in this stretch. This was the most popular show from 2003 to 2005.
I don't know.
You chose this question, Alan.
I don't know.
Buzz.
Yeah, steal
oh,
it.
Six. Six, you got in.
What is Game of Thrones?
Classic K-drama, Game of Thrones.
Classic K-drama from 2003.
I'm sorry, we were looking for what is X-Man? What is X-Man? Alan, do you know what X-Man is? X-Man 2003.
It's a game show?
X-Man. It's not easy to Google. X-Man.
It's a game. Popular South Korean game show which ran from 03 to 07 on SBS.
Should we watch X-Man instead?
It was loosely based on The Mole.
The Mole? Korean game TV shows for 200. Name one of the many nicknames that actor Lee Kwang-so has.
What?
One of the many. Six. Come on, you gotta know.
Why are you talking to me?
Alan, come on, you know one of these. Actor Lee Kwang-so. Yep, Alan?
The Prince.
Prince of Tennis. What type of prince?
The Prince of Tennis.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What is Asia Prince, Icon of Betrayal, Giraffe, Easy Brother, Kwang Vatar,
Buzz.
Or... Yep, six?
Last one is King of Queens.
The last one is King Comedy.
We're looking for Kwang Ja.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. So
that's
good
what
choice.
That means in Korean.
Kwang Vatar, yeah, see, you know, it's... King of Queens.
Korean TV shows for 100. This show airs on Sundays and focuses on the lives of celebrities and their kids. What?
Who is this for?
You can't make this up.
A lot of people. It's in fact for a lot of people,
yeah.
Just not us.
Yeah. I'd really love to run the numbers on that one to see if it's even true. Do we have any guesses here? We're looking for what is the return of Superman? What is the return of Superman?
Okay, great. Okay. Oh, sure. Celebrity Prince. Okay, I get it. I get that.
I have no idea. Here's the board. Alan, please choose our next question. Miscellaneous for 500. This famous K-pop star used to be an underground rapper by the name of Tempo.
What? That's not real.
This famous K-pop star used to be an underground rapper by the name of Tempo.
Top?
What, yeah, I don't know if I just played Devil May Cry.
Oh,
for a bit.
Alan.
What is Top from Big Bang? Yeah.
That's correct.
That one's sus.
T.O.P.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Interesting.
They did crimes. They did like serious crimes.
Alan, choose.
I'll do choose. Mr. Elanius
for 400. Let's go.
Yep.
Oh, Alan.
What?
I thought you were doing a thing. I'm disappointed.
Was I playing Connect Four and I should
going for bingo?
You were drawing a pattern, yeah. But no, go ahead.
There are blank types of kimchi.
What?
Buzz.
Six.
What are no?
There are no types.
Buzz.
Emma saying voice. Alan.
What are several hundred?
How many severals?
Let's say 200.
That's correct. There are 200 types of kimchi, according to Korean-Jeopardy 9.
The types of kimchi I've had have been largely very good.
Yes.
Choose your category. Choose your question, six.
How do I fix this fucked up pattern that Alan has built? Korean food, 300.
Korean food for 300. In Korea, it is believed that if you eat this dish on a test day, you will fail because the food is slippery. What is this food called? What is myeokguk? Myeokguk. Myeokguk. I was hoping Alan would recognize it. Myeokguk.
Yeah, you got it. It's like seaweed soup.
Oh, it's slippery. I see.
Yeah.
Korean holidays, 300, please.
Thank you. This holiday is associated with single people and black bean noodles.
God, they have such better holidays.
Buzz.
Six.
What is Labor Day?
Now, Alan with a steal?
I know what they call black bean noodles, but I don't know what the holiday. But, fucking, it's the opposite of White Day. What is Valentine's Day? Fucking.
Oh, you were so close, Alan.
No.
What is the opposite of White Day? It's Black Day.
Oh, shut up! That's what I meant.
Yeah, you said Valentine's Day, which is the Japanese
white
thing,
day,
where because White Day is the opposite. Yeah.
K-pop 300.
Ooh. This boy group debuted with all members having bleach blonde hair. Is there really only one of them? I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, I feel like that's actually
Alan.
What?
Buzz?
Oh, six.
What is Infinite?
That's possible, Alan, with the steel, maybe.
What is? I'm now trying to like read the personality of the fucking quiz writer.
Oh yeah, you gotta play the.
What is Big Bang? Gameplay.
What is BAP? What is BAP?
I'll tell you when you're older. Me. I'll tell you.
Yeah. Thank you, Alan.
Yeah.
I was gonna make a different, worse version of that joke. So thank you. Can I get an updated board, please?
Yes.
Nick?
Here we go.
Yeah. Wait.
Oh, what pattern?
No, that was 300, not 400. Damn it, my pattern.
Your pattern.
That's I picked BAP. 300, and you picked 400.
There's only one of them with blonde.
Well, that's because this is long past their debut.
Oh, I see.
I like the fourth.
300
pattern.
Of what? There's no 300 left.
I picked miscellaneous. Okay, if you look at the board, Nick, you clicked
you picked
400
miscellaneous.
On miscellaneous.
Oh, see.
Yes.
No, okay. Miscellaneous for 300. Blank is the most common Korean surname.
Oh.
Buzz.
Six.
What is Kim?
That's correct! We are currently at minus 906 to 900, Alan, in terms of scoring.
Okay, Korean food 200.
Korean
fix
food
the pattern.
For 200. This dish is commonly eaten on Chuseok. Chuseok.
Oh, we've heard of Chuseok. They talked about it on a Genius episode.
Yeah. That's great. What dish do they commonly eat? Alan, I've buzzed you in. You hit your buzzer.
Oh, they're like the little white things. I don't know what they're called in Korean. They're like rice cakes with red beans in them. They do that.
I'm not going to know any Korean food names to help you with.
I'm going to, sure.
It's what is Jjukguk?
Oh, that's not what I thought of. Okay.
Oh, well. Sorry. Alan,
okay. Now can we get an updated board? Now have we fixed it?
You have in fact made a lovely pattern. They've made like a.
Oh, we made two blocks, thing. Two little
a diagonal
nopdong and a modong. Okay.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I've done my job. I'm tuning out for the rest of this then.
All right. Bye, six.
I'll take miscellaneous for 200.
Miscellaneous for 200. The border between North and South Korea is called the.
I was going to say, what is the border? Buzz, what is the demilitarized zone?
Correct! Or the Panmunjom.
Sure.
All right, miscellaneous for 100. This number is considered to be unlucky in Korea.
Oh, Buzz, what is.
Yep.
Four.
It's the same as Japan. Correct.
Four. Yeah, death. Okay.
Death.
Am I a Korea boo? Is that a word? Do people use that?
K-pop for 100. It is a word. This SM Entertainment group originally debuted with 13 members.
You're in my
six,
ballpark.
Do you know?
Now. You're in my ballpark.
Oh, six is using the Discord soundboard, which will not be
Buzz?
Heard by anybody. Yep, Alan.
What is Super Junior?
Wow.
Yeah! Again, the genius saving
I guess,
my
maybe,
ass.
I don't know.
They were on. Some of them were on the genius.
Oh, K-pop for 200. Let's close out K-pop. This group's name was created by combining their blood types.
What?
What does that mean?
Like the letters.
Sure, but like in what way? Is there like an A?
Beat.
Is that what ABBA is?
Is there a group called OOB?
OOB. Wait, what? This doesn't make.
Yeah.
Oh, I get.
No, it does. It does. Yeah.
Okay, Alan.
But it's B1A4. Classic group. Because there's one with
A-way
B and there's four with A.
Or is there like three with A and one with AB?
Oh, we don't know. type A is what I assume, but I don't know.
Or like, what if your A positive and A negative cancel out, and so there's more than five people in the group?
Yeah, it's a net neutral zero K-pop group.
Yeah, it's a carbon neutral K-pop group. All right, Alan, we've got Korean holidays 1 and 2, and then Korean food, Korean TV shows, and Korean holidays all 4 to 5.
Korean holidays 2.
In Korea, New Year's Day is called this.
Buzz, what is Happy New Year?
No. 6.
Ho-ho.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's incorrect. What is Solal?
Solal, yeah.
Solal. Solal, and thanks for all.
Do you know when it is? Do you know?
I don't.
It's in February. February 10th, I believe.
Oh, so it's like a lunar? Is that lunar?
Yes.
No.
Yes,
it is? Okay. Korean holidays for 100. This holiday is celebrated on May 5th and is dedicated to children.
What is Children's Day?
Sorry, Alan.
Buzz?
Were you yes,
what is
Alan.
Children's Day?
That's correct.
So easy.
All right. We've got Korean food, TV shows, and holidays. 400 and 500. 6, where are we going?
Sure.
All right. Korean TV shows for 400. TV host Yoo Jae-suk is currently in blank shows. TV host Yoo Jae-suk is currently in this.
Let me give this one to 6. Freebie.
Give me a second. Give me a second. I'm
playing a video game.
Yeah. I'm thinking.
There you go. I'll replay what 6 is playing in Discord. Soundboard is to the best of my abilities.
It's okay. I was just creating work for myself, but whatever you want.
Oh, that's better.
Say a number.
So what does that mean? What does that mean, 6?
5. What is 5?
Ooh, Alan with a steal?
4.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's more than 2 shows, but less than 4. Three shows. I have to subtract.
Is Running Man still going on? He's on Running Man.
Possibly. All right, let's close out Korean TV shows. Korean TV shows 500. This program is the longest running Korean variety show.
Oh. Fuck, they do it. It's like a K-pop thing.
No. It's like a difficulty that goes on forever.
It's like a difficult infinite. What is Running Man? Buzz, what is Running Man?
That has nothing to do with what I said, Alan.
Buzz.
Yep, 6.
What is Infinite Challenge?
That's correct!
No!
I don't know. I didn't know that was a show. I was just using the clue.
I've never heard of this. Alan with a brain loss there, having a brain. Is it sometimes a negative thing? Alan with only 100 points left. Okay, Korean food.
Okay, Google confirms Running Man just holidays. As of 2021, after this quiz came out, Running Man overtook Infinite Challenge to become the longest running Korean VR.
Oh, shit. Wow.
But I'll let you.
Well, okay.
We're in the world of the quiz. I'll let you give that to 6.
We are the quiz world. Okay, 6, where to? We've got Korean food and holidays, 400, 500.
Korean food, I guess.
Okay, for how many points?
Yes.
Okay, for 400, blank is the basic table setting for a Korean meal.
Buzz.
6.
What is a table?
Oh.
That's the most basic part.
Yeah.
Nope, Alan with the steel.
Wet's on the right, dry on the right, on the left.
What is bansang?
Okay.
I don't know. What is bansang? Korean food for 500. This Korean food consists of flour, green onions, eggs, carrots, and zucchini.
Mongshi probably made this. Is it carrots?
Six quick. Yeah. Flour, green onions, eggs, carrots, and zucchini.
Oh, the little thingies. The thingies.
Oh, yes, that's correct.
The little guys.
They're just the little guys.
I don't know what it's called in Korean. Buzz, what is, like, the little... zucchini pancakes?
What is pajeon?
Okay.
Pajeon.
What is it? Can you look up what that is so I know if I'm right?
Why would I look up what it is?
It's a green onion pancake. Okay, fine.
It is. Okay. Mix these in your... Okay, we're going to mongchi.com/recipe/pajeon. It's like Patreon, but instead of the T and the R, there's a J. Ever since I blogged about a pancake I made with wild green onions I picked in Central Park, many people expressed interest in the recipe through my blog, email, and Facebook page. And our final clue. Nope, sorry. Korean Holidays 400. Korea's Independence Movement Day is on this date.
Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
And that day is? And that day is?
I don't know.
And that
I
day is?
When it, is it in? Is it
and
in
that
summer?
Day is
August.
I gotta drop. Okay, you gotta speed. So say that faster, Nick, and I can do. Burning down the house underneath it.
And that day is. I need to say faster.
It's fine. You're fine. Don't worry about it.
Korea's Independence Movement Day is on this date, and that day is.
Am I dying? What's going on? Come on. I'm going to Google it. I'm just going to Google it and start cheating at this point.
So please say a date.
Okay. June 13th.
What is March 1st? I'm so sorry, Alan. I'm going to have to deduct points there. All right. Finally, we have Korean holidays for 500. In 2017, Chuseok will fall on these dates. This might be a little bit of an old quiz.
What is the last weekend of September?
Do you remember?
The last week, it was the middle.
I'm so sorry, Alan. The correct answer was, what is October 3rd to 5th? And with that, I can't make this up. Perfect scores of minus 1206 to minus 1200 of Alan. That means we have to go to Bonus Jeopardy!
Nova could use a snack.
Dang.
All right. In the song Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffet, what is the 10th word? What is the 10th word in Margaritaville? Please DM me your answer. Have until the end of Jeopardy instrument cover. All right, I have Alan's answer in. 6 writing currently. Alan, since you did not send me your wager, I will have to assume this is a true final Jeopardy. So wagering all of your minus 1,200 points. Mm-hmm. First, we go to Alan. Alan's answer is of, and that is correct. All right, so you are at minus 2,400 points now.
I was also going to say the, so I'm really glad I hopped this for a couple.
We go to 6 now with a wager of 1. 6. 6 guessed the.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Yes, I'm sorry. So the correct answer is of. So then our final scores here are going to be 6 with minus 1. You wagered a positive point. Minus 1201. And Alan with minus 2400. I'm typing in the scores for some unknown reason just to record the results, which means that 6 is our Korean Jeopardy 9 winner.
No.
6, where can people find you on the internet?
I don't know if I want my name associated with this.
Alan, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me at chatspod.com, chats:podcast, patreon.com/chatspod. Be good to each other. And remember that you are loved, if not by me, then by someone else in the world. Goodbye.
Definitely not by me. Just remember that statistically you are loved, probably.
There you go.
We could make a shirt that has that on it, and I feel like it would sell like, modernly okay. Loved,
probably.
Uh-huh.
6 can be found at 6detmar, SAXDETTMAR. As well as scanlinemedia.com and patreon.com/scanlinemedia. And it can be found at twitch.tv/uraniumheart. I think he's on Twitter at uraniumheart. He doesn't tweet, though. He's free. and you can go beat him up if you go to this town that he lives in. I'm going to bed.
Well, hello, you two. Welcome back to the tabletop room.
Hello there.
Well, once again, here we are. We're back. I mean, mm-hmm. I have nowhere else to go. So.
Yeah, so we're all here with our little laptops ready to play some. Making real physical maps is hard. Making them on your computer, much easier. Yeah. Speaking of which, you know, we're all here with our laptops gathered around at Roll20. But Roll20 sucks at some things. Mm-hmm. One of them that I would include in this is, like, sharing images. I think it just kind of sucks at this.
Sure. Okay.
And so, to that end...
Dramatic pregnant pause.
Please accept this invite to a Discord DM.
Ooh.
A different chat specifically for
this. Look at
this
shit.
Meet my map.
Six did a lot of Visio. Let's see what you do. What do you think it was, Alan? PowerPoint?
This looks like Microsoft Paint.
It's Microsoft Paint over a floor plan creator for houses.
I see.
We put this into House Flipper.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a map of the places you have been, or in a few cases, walked by, right? As far as where you've actually been, these rooms are labeled. You have been to the safe room, secret passage number one, the entry hall, the barrel room, and the dining hall. This is all the first floor of the building.
This is secret passage number one.
So just to recap, last time you came here to the Sage House... In order to investigate the murder of the Unctra Despair girl. You investigated the scene of the crime. You discovered a secret sort of nook in the room where the crime took place, and probably the murder weapon, which was a thing that fired spears from the roof. You also discovered a body bag with some hair in it. You found a secret passage from there leading back to the entry hall. You went to the barrel room and talked to the court's contender, who did not give you a whole lot of useful information. Then you went to talk to Regent Young in the dining hall, who gave you some information and then offered to let you... When you asked to be let downstairs, they unlocked a hidden staircase in the middle of the entry hall.
You know I love a hidden staircase, Kobe. Me, Nicholas.
Wow.
I do. I'm Nicholas Zebeef.
I say we head down the hidden staircase... We go step by step, keep our wits about us, and let's
step
solve
by step,
day by day.
Okay, thank you. Because I don't know what the actual song is. I just know that I know the one line.
Okay, we're going down the staircase. Is that right?
Yes,
I believe so. And let's see. We were told that there's four people on staff.
Yes, you were informed of four members of staff of the content mill downstairs.
All right.
All right.
Let's do it.
What's down here? What we got down here in the space?
I'm in it. I'm in it to win it.
How's it smell?
Well, I'll give you a partial map of what you can see.
The rec room. We got a rec room in front of us.
We descend. So,
yeah, you go down the hidden stairwell. It is into a pretty narrow, like it's mostly just the stairs are this little room, and then there's a door at the bottom that opens up into the rec room. Currently there are two people in the rec room, but I will describe that in a second. It is a fairly decently open room. Along one corner, you have some bookshelves. You have a pool table opposite it. You have a cooler in another corner where there are some drinks being kept, some refreshments. There's a little table with some benches and chairs and a little trash can in the corner of the room. Standing here... is a individual in a very crisp white tunic with a tie and some like reasonably thick framed spectacles, right? He is leaning on the pool table, but he is not playing pool at the moment.
You also have a another gentleman who is sitting at the table and appears to be playing some manner of card game.
Huh. Nicholas, you want to grab me a bev and let's play some pool? Chat up our pool.
Let's shoot some billiards. Shall we?
Yeah. Okay. Let's shoot some billiards.
Let me look at your skills. See what that would be.
I'm gonna do that thing where you wax the top of the cube. No, it doesn't make a huge difference.
Whack. It chalk. Feels good.
Chalk.
Chalk, I believe. Okay.
Yeah, you want extra. You want extra friction, not less friction.
Wax.
No. I think Alan SD waxes.
Some true trick shots going
on
here.
Yeah.
Alan, do you have a? Did you declare a baby bell? Like perhaps
a baby bell cheese. Yeah.
just rubbing it on the end of your pool cue.
Hello, well met. I am Nicholas Zabief, and this is my associate.
Good evening.
Alan Nasty.
Good evening. Welcome.
I think the gentleman playing cards just sort of like without looking up sort of just waves and gives like a
hey.
What brings you here on this time of night, you nasty man?
Cards.
No. Oh, the opposite.
What's a game?
Yeah.
The other guy in the like nice white tunic, kind of stands up and says,
"Oh, hey! I didn't see you come in. Welcome to the lower levels. What can I do for you?"
So we are doing a little. We came here. You know, we love games. I'm sure you love games as well.
I do love a good game, as well as a good beverage. Do you mind?
I think it's time for Asahina's Asahi. Don't have to.
Wait, you see okay.
Excuse me, sorry. I it's in my contract. I have to do this. This is a part of our contract. We are investigators for hire, you see. And this is one segment of our investigation. This is the segment in which I become a vampire. And we consume beverages.
Both of you roll wisdom for me.
Let's see what we know about this spooky man.
Okay. And 11 from Alan. I think you're looking at different people, right? Nick, you're looking at the gentleman in the crisp white tunic, and he kind of just gives a neutral but professional nod. Mm-hmm. Alan, when you're looking at the gentleman playing cards, and when you mention that you're here for some sort of investigation, he kind of shifts in his seat in a way that makes it changes sort of his position, so it's a little harder to see his face, and keeps playing cards.
Got something to hide, big man?
Shit.
Not really sure what to say to that.
I'm direct. It seems like you're... I just met you, and, you know, I'm an empath, and so I'm already getting the sense that you're being a little avoidant.
Not a big fan of cops. Or pretend cops.
Me, personally,
props,
no.
Props, as we say in the business.
No. You are a pretend cop. If you're not a fan of yourself, I suppose that's relatable.
Yeah.
I am a fan of the genre myself.
I used to watch cops on TV?
The guy in the white tunic sort of steps a little more center interview, and he's like,
"Is there anything I can help you with?"
"We're investigating. Are you aware that there was a murder on the premises?"
He straightens up a little bit.
"No, this is news to me."
Looking at character sheet.
"Who died?"
Now you're quizzing me. Out of character, I'm being quizzed right now, aren't I? Hold on. Other Jen. Unctimate Despair Girl.
It's Unctra Despair Girl in this, but there's a lot of names to keep track of. I'll give you a gimme on this
Unctra
one.
Unctra Despair
Girl. Says,
"Is she a guest? I don't know the name."
"I believe she works here.
She was an associate of Regent Young." Mm-hmm. "Yes."
"Oh, yes.
Do many people come and go here, or..."
Not as many as used to, but we have some traffic now and then. We down here mostly keep to ourselves, so it's all...
And seriously, waves a hand like he's, you know, gesturing at, like, a hubbub, you know?
Oh, is it just the two of you these days, or...
Well, four of us, but we're on break.
Oh, I understand. Is there a shift system, or, you know... Regent Young, your boss, perhaps seems reasonable, but would you say your working conditions are good here?
I'm the boss down here, such as it is.
Oh, excuse me.
No, it's fine. I would say we have... the businesses of Regent Young and I intersect in a way where we end up helping each other out now and then, but the two floors of the house serve very different purposes.
Oh, it's like an upstairs-downstairs situation, Nick. Like the, you know...
Quite literally.
Oh, a party in the front and business in the trunk. The basement. Right.
Oh, we are rather business down here.
Party in the front, business in the basement. We're always saying
I understand. What is it you do down here?
That's exactly. When you have, like... That's like when you have the a crop cut up top, but fireworks in your asshole.
That's business.
Six. Can you?
You're right. I guess it's party everywhere, isn't it? I got a little tripped up there.
Six. Can you? Can you take inspiration?
Yeah, let's give a DM.
Sure. Yeah. Actually. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'll take. You can choose. You know, to reroll.
V's gonna use it on an enemy. During combat or
something. Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Exactly. Yeah, all the combat you guys have been up to.
So much combat.
I'm at half HP, okay? I have 9 health points remaining.
Oh, dear. You should have a beer. That would help.
I'm going to the chat. Oh, no. Alan has just clicked. Oh, thank you. Oh, what type of beer 1D4. Is it?
It's an ale.
Two.
Okay, heal 2 health.
Great.
Yay, thank you. I'm at 11 health points.
Boot.
Okay.
Put it back in my pocket. Just putting the soundboard in my pocket.
Does Nicholas Zabief have the soundboard also? Or just Nick?
Yeah.
It's an enchanted item.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am a wizard. Nicholas Zabief is the wizard.
Okay,
class.
It's like a scrying orb that makes noises. Cool.
It's more of a scrawling orb.
So anyways, you know, I continue to play pool. I want to play against this guy. Let's see, maybe you can tell us, we can talk a little bit more, get to know each other a little better over a game of pool. What do you think, Mr. Tunic?
What is your name, by the way? I Alan. It's a little rude, you know.
I'm McGarnon Miracle. Nice to meet you.
Well met, McGarnon. I'm Nicholas Zabief, as I said. My fine associate here is Alan Nasty.
The man playing cards is Crude Jeans. Jeans, say hi.
And Jeans waves a hand.
Hello, oh, Jeans. Crude Jeans.
Nicholas Zabief.
Alan Nasty. Bard. Performer. Bisexual.
Well, as I say, I'm not a big fan of pretend cops. But sure, doesn't seem like you're leaving. So, hi.
How can a bard be a prop? There's no... It doesn't make sense. I'm just investigating.
You're investigating a murder. Seems like cop-like behavior.
Okay, is Phoenix Wright a cop? No, I didn't think so. Is Professor Layton a cop? No.
It's debatable.
Does Professor Layton investigate murders? Are there murders in the Layton franchise? I've never played
Yeah.
That. Okay, I believe you. Bubba. You should do the...
And does your other two associates, will we be able to meet them as well?
Well, they're working right now, but I don't think... You can see if they're busy. Certainly there will be time for questions.
Understood. Thank you. Thank you for your help. Alan, I didn't mean to interrupt your game, your sports.
I was thinking it's okay.
Why don't you roll...
Acrobatics.
What is your intent here?
I want to impress this person and make them feel comfortable around me.
I mean, so you have This could be color or this could be a roll. You have a move called Charming and Open,
yeah.
Right? Where basically, if you read it, but basically it says there's a list of questions you can ask someone and they have to answer it mm-hmm. truthfully. But then in exchange, they get to ask you a question.
Oh, I mean, I got nothing to hide.
Okay, you can look at that list if you want to use it and have you just have some straight talk over a game yeah. of pool real quick. Billiards.
I'm curious, what are you feeling right now?
Alan is a very touchy-feely prop, you
yeah,
see.
Yeah, I said earlier, I'm an empath. Empath.
So empath. I think, obviously, like, you don't literally ask this question. That's sort of like the answer you get, yeah. right? Because it would just be weird to be like, how are you feeling to this
what's
stranger?
What's the vibe?
The
how have you been? What's right. the house treating you?
But yeah. what you get from McGarnon here is that they are, like... They're maybe not as upset as you would expect by learning there's a murder. They are not happy about it, but it's like, I've never heard of this person.
Yeah.
It's upstairs, which is kind of like out of my domain. So it's effectively like telling me there was a murder like somewhere on my block rather than telling me there was a murder in my house. And so he's like, he's uncomfortable. He doesn't like it when people die or anything, but it kind of feels... unreal to him in a way that he's having like a little bit of shock and a little bit of just like, you know, the things that happen to strangers, right?
Right. It's kind of hard to feel sympathy or empathy for somebody that you never met.
Right. You know, in the abstract, you're like, gosh, you know, it's too bad that a murder happened, but like, I don't know, this is just a name that you said died. So, and I think what McGarnon asks in return is he's pretty much cooperating, and he wants to know, what do you wish I would do?
As long as you're being honest to me, then you're doing what I want you to do. I am determined to figure out who killed this person, and because it matters a lot to me and what I do here, and I just want to make sure we're on the same page that I'm not trying to interrogate you. I just want your help. And I shine him like my classic Alan grin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The big Al smile, as they call it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do.
The BAS.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, he's pretty... I think he will open up a little more to you. He says that he is... Yeah, he's the... He says IT manager down here, and he's sort of like one of the leads of the content mill project.
Interesting. The lead of the content mill project.
Could you tell us more about this content mill?
Yeah.
I'm unfamiliar.
Sure. Yeah, that's understandable. There's a real intent to keep it hidden from the rest of the world. It is a large magical device. I could show you in a minute. I'll have to, crude jeans. Could you go in and check that it's okay to interrupt?
And without, you know, the man with the card sets them down and steps into the next room.
As I was saying, it's a large magical device that, as I understand it, reinforces the barrier between various realms of existence. So it takes, I mean, content is the term they use, right? It takes creative works made by people and converts them into magical power, and then uses that power to reinforce the barrier. So, for example, you don't wake up, get out of bed, and there's a
drag a comb across your head.
Sure, the comb, okay. But to keep the various realms of existence separate rather than gradually bleeding together, because... It's a little technical, but the different realms are just worlds separated by magical barriers that over time weaken. They wax and wane, but overall they weaken.
Is the content mill a single thing and, like, it's located in a singular place?
Oh, yeah, it's right back there.
Oh! And he, like, jerks a thumb at the door.
Nick, I feel like we might need to investigate. All right, McGarnon, do you mind if we investigate the content mill?
Sure, just give... me 1 second for crew jeans to come back, make sure we're not interrupting, and that'll be fine.
And a moment later, crew jeans opens up the door.
Yeah, looks like they're good.
And McGarnon gestures.
Okay, right this way.
Nick, I'm getting bad vibes, buddy.
Different worlds. There's a wizard I would not be completely unaware of. Interesting. Just real quick, how did the pool game go, by the way? People were shooting pool.
Alan, are you better at pool than Magellan?
Yeah, probably, yeah. A little bit. Not much, but definitely.
Okay, then you won. Yeah, it was close.
McGarnon.
Were you stripes or solids?
Solids, always.
Always. Okay. Oh, wow.
McGarnon.
Okay. You step into the next room, and it is a room that is mostly dominated by a big machine of some sort. There are little tables to the side, but it's this big, mostly like black, red, and gray machine of like twisting parts. And it has, right now, it doesn't seem to be doing anything. But like, both of you have some magical talent, not a lot for our bard, but you do have the arcane art, right? And like, you don't need to detect magic. You step in here and it's like, oh boy, yeah. This thing is putting some stuff off, right? This thing is a very powerful magical device.
It basically smells like magic.
It smells like magic. What are the doors like? Are these like reinforced doors? Or are these just like, you know, doors, regular solid core, hollow core doors?
They are, I would say, sort of somewhere in between. They are solid wood doors, but they don't seem like, I think if you look closely, you see that they have like things like where you could like bar the doors, but like it doesn't seem like they've ever been used.
Okay.
Right? Like there's no bar in sight to put into these, no piece of wood to shove down there. They just seem like sturdy but not ridiculous high security doors.
Interesting.
These are which doors? The ones in front of the content mill?
The ones from the rec room to the content mill, yes. McGarnon says,
secrecy is the best security.
So you're the boss, saying. Absolutely. Can I tap into my magical abilities and try to get a better sense of like what this content mill is connected to? Or should I speak in terms of moves, discern realities? I would like to closely study a situation.
Would get you, that would get you one thing that would not be using your magic. You could also use your magic. That's an alternate option here. Like you could cast a spell.
Okay, like I'm just talking about magic. Tap into my sixth senses, you know.
I mean, you don't really have a third eye to open. Well, you can roll discern realities and we'll see what happens, right?
I'm investigating. That's a six. It's not good.
That's a six. That's a bad roll.
I cannot discern any.
So you're looking at this device, and like, first of all, it's kind of like, if you want to use a third eye metaphor, right? If you want to say that you open your third eye in order to examine things magically, right? It's like there's a weight there. It's like trying to open your car door when the wind is blowing really hard.
Gotcha.
You could do it. You'd have to push really hard, which would mean, using some magical power to do so, right? But it also is kind of evidence that, like, there's something here to see, right? Like, that you can feel that it's thick in the air and it's potent. I think one of the things that you find interesting is that it is, you know how a mill works, right?
Things
You've
grind.
Seen a windmill, for instance.
Yeah, it grinds.
Right. It's not moving right now. It does appear to have something like that.
Is there a place?
Go ahead. Yes. There is a spot, sort of a bowl, where you would set something. And then there is a, like, you know, a piston-like object or, you know, whatever that comes down and sort of presses in and sort of rotates and moves a little bit and grinds.
It's like a mortar and pestle axe.
And crushes.
Oh, it sounds violent, though. It looks violent.
Monsieur Mick Magellan, if I may ask, what do you put into this bowl? What form is the content delivered in?
We usually use clay tablets. That one works pretty well. You have to take... It's a very tricky process, which is, of course, why we have the expert staff we have here. They're working in one of the other rooms right now. We take a creative project, and we turn it into an inscribed tablet. We put the tablet in here. It's crushed up, and that releases the magic in a way that the mill can consume.
Is this the only... The clay tablets, is this the only form that works, the most efficient, or, you know?
It's the simplest for things that don't naturally take a form this can work with. For example, if you already had, a clay statue or some other statue that this thing could crush up, that would work just fine. Or like wood.
Uh-huh. Wood.
Mm-hmm. But if you're taking a speech that someone gave or a painting, you need to convert it because... You can't put a speech in here. You can't just talk and it crushes the words. And if you put a painting in there, it just mangles the canvas a little bit.
It requires a stone, a something that can be ground.
Something that can be ground, exactly.
So sculptures, art is what is put in here. Sculptors, paintings. Yes.
Yes, but as I say, we can adapt all manner of things. We can adapt a play. Uh-huh. We can adapt a speech. We could adapt a conversation if it were sufficient in creative value.
So you transcribe?
Yes, we have a transcriber. We have a scribe on staff.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have a size limit for how big of a thing you can put into it?
Physically speaking, yes. Adaptation-wise... You'd have to talk to September about that. She is our expert on that. I think there might be some degree of how finely can you write, but she's not writing in common, you know. She's writing in some arcane tongue that the thing can interpret, so I don't exactly know. That side of it's not my specialty.
Ellen, I believe we need to consult this September. I do not remember her.
You made the joke before I did, Nicholas. But yes, we do.
September and Trellis are just in the other room there.
So many rooms.
And he points and indicates, you're not asking for it specifically, but I'm just going to go ahead and give you the whole floor map at this point for the basement.
Snippets. Oh.
Oh.
So we were just in content room and now we're going to where?
You're going to content processing.
Content processing.
Content. 15. Dead bodies.
You step into content processing. These doors, since you've expressed an interest in doors, these ones are thicker, but not like the wood is that much thicker. They have like soundproof padding on them. On the inside, right? On the other side of the door the way they open towards has the padding. Inside is like a L-shaped workbench. There are a couple of like cabinets, metal cabinets on the wall, and there's also a dumbwaiter. Standing by the L-shaped desk here are two women. One of them appears to be going over a bunch of papers and has like a bunch of tools next to them, a quill, a brush, like a chisel, a hammer, all manner of tools. And the other one is at the other end of the table, sorting through a bunch of papers.
Hello there!
Hello!
Well met, I am Nicholas Zipief, and this is my fine associate, Alan Nasty. We are here... We are here investigating the emerging situation. Upstairs, pleasure to make your acquaintance.
The one with the bunch of tools says,
"Situations up there don't much matter to us here. Trellis, can you take care of this?"
And Trellis steps forward and says,
"Yes, of course. Hi.
Hello.
I'm Trellis Gorgeous. Who are you two?"
"I'm Nicholas Ibeef, and this is my fine associate, Alan Nasty. We are have been hired to investigate the situation going on upstairs." "Yes." Are you aware of what has transpired?
No, I guess, I mean, I don't think so. Is there something recent? I know sometimes investigations can take a while.
It's somewhat performatively. I turn to you, Alan, you know, somewhat surprised. Mm-hmm. Kind of whispering, like, oh, it seems like they're either very isolated down here, or do you sense anything? You know, these people, is there... And I'm actively giving, like, a confused look to them.
Yeah, I get the sense that the deeper we go, the more people are being resistant to talking and maybe a little less socialized. It's very weird.
Is anyone particularly suspicious?
I mean, I can tell you what my character thinks the answer to that question is, or I could roll for that answer to that question. Detects us.
I mean, you have to roll.
I think the lady in the back is more suspicious, someone who just told us off, basically. I want to figure out what's going on in her brain.
In her head.
What's your friend doing over there? She seems like she's really busy with those papers.
Yeah, sorry, that's September. She's our transcriber. Yeah. Her workload, she's very busy.
You have a very interesting process here. So are those papers sculptures, or I am familiar with the arcane arts, but this stone craft you have.
We're doing concertos today.
Oh, Alan, you yes. know, I love the what was it? The Mambo number 5. Is this, yeah. Have you ever worked with that before? Are you familiar with Monica?
In her life? Yeah, or in real life? Yeah,
yes.
I'm sure I could improvise the tune. Bump, 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 bump. Sorry, that's DuckTales. Hold on.
Bump, bump, bump. Bump,
September does turn very slightly and listens for a moment and, like, shakes her head.
Oh, come on. There has to be a song that speaks to your heart, to your soul. It makes you want to talk and just share it all and give it all away. What
Alan Dusty is a virtuoso here, you see.
I am. Here's one of my favorites.
I'm blessed to be able to work with this talent, you know.
My job is being able to tell what is worth putting into the content mill, and I think we're good.
Are you sure? I do an amazing cover of that Christian rock band, Switchfoot, you know, We Were Meant to Live. It's so beautiful. Not a dry eye in the house. The original song was in Spider-Man 2, but my cover is, like, sort of more emotional, and it really digs into the, like, themes, the duality of man, and
While Nasty is talking, I cast Detect Magic. One of your senses is briefly attuned to magic. I'm going to choose Sight. Motherfucker.
So unimaginative.
Oh, it's not a roll. Sorry. After I just got nothing last time.
Just do it.
Just use my eyes. Yeah.
So you definitely can see that a lot of the tools on the workbench are magical in nature.
The
right?
tools, uh-huh. Okay.
A lot of them, it's also like they're magic themselves, but also it's like they have magic built up on the ends, like, you know, like you'd have dust residue after chipping it away at a sculpture, mm-hmm. right? There are also some, like, blank tablets nearby that clearly put off they have some magic. September herself appears to have some magical talent. And I think the papers notably have nothing. They are not magical in any way.
Are there any of those, like...
There are some scrolls up on the wall that are like, there's, like, a tool rack up mm-hmm. above, and there are also some scrolls up as if though they are tools. Those are, like, giving off magic that is clearly of a very organized sense. You'd suspect they are intentionally scribed, like, spell scrolls.
Are any of this... Is there any stonework around, I guess? Stuff that seems ready to be ground.
Yeah.
I think... Yeah, I think there are a couple that are done at the end of the bench closer to the dumbwaiter. If you look at the map, mm-hmm. the dumbwaiter is the black box, so the end closest to it. There are maybe 4 or 5 stacked up there. Mm. I think it's interesting, looking at it, the way the magic is inscribed is a little alien to you. It doesn't resemble scribing a spell. It also doesn't resemble just raw, unorganized magic. It is like if you've done your whole life organizing your library by like the color of the spines and you encounter the Dewey Decimal System.
Suddenly organization. It's
like, oh. And like complicated organization, yeah, in a way that you're having trouble grokking.
Oh, interesting. But very, like, very neat and organized again, like the scrolls.
Yes, yes. It is like I think you weren't aware. You hadn't seen any examples yourself of someone forcing magic into such precise and organized patterns on an object, right? Like, people carve runes and pour magic into them. And this is like, no, I am lining them up like pins on a CPU.
Damn.
Weird. Top of mind because of my computer issues. Yeah, so. Yeah,
okay.
Alan.
Yeah.
I believe we should tell them about the Unctua Despair Girl now. Yes.
Probably worth mentioning at this point. Yeah, ladies. Quick thing. We're here. We're having fun. We're talking about music. We're talking about the content mill. But we're also here to investigate a murder.
It's inappropriate.
Thank you, Nicholas.
Trellis sort of like takes a step back and looks shocked. Yep. And September flinches a little bit as well.
Yeah, yeah, we're talking about that murder. It seems like y'all know who we're talking about, but it's the Unctua Despair Girl.
No, murders are bad. Who? I was gonna ask, is everyone okay? But that seems like a pretty stupid question. What happened?
So she got so stabbed, at least to our understanding, just upstairs. And
oh my god,
we have been tasked by the powers that be to investigate the murder, and we were given the runaround downstairs, and that's it.
Oh well, I mean of course, anything we can do to assist.
And September sets down her tools and she turns around and she says,
I don't know if we'll be much help, but I mean, obviously this is important.
If I may ask, do you go upstairs? Is Regent Young, you know, she seems like a fine chef. Is the dining hall where you all have mess? What's the situation like here?
September takes a step forward and wraps a fist on the dumbwaiter.
We don't tend to go upstairs.
Why not?
It's a complicated thing. The Sage Manor is a notable historic location in a way that attracts a lot of tourists, and occasionally they want to hold events here and so forth. But at the same time, the reason it's historically important is not because they held some parties here once, it's because there's a magical artifact in the basement maintaining reality. So it's important that we avoid drawing attention to this if we're going to keep this secure while maintaining it as a public location.
Is there some advantage to the content mill being in a public location? Do you...
Moving it would be possibly impossible. It might be impossible. But even if it weren't, it would just be a huge ordeal and also hugely risky.
Understood.
Why?
What? So, this thing is holding up the barrier between, for example, here and heaven and hell.
Oh.
What do you think would happen if we tried to move it? In like a piano, it broke, and we no longer had a way to reinforce the barrier.
We might split that barrier.
Yeah, it'd be very, very bad.
However, there is only one exit from here, and it is not in a discrete location. Not to criticize the architecture, however, is there no emergency, you know, a secondary way?
Oh, of course there is.
Oh, there is.
Yes, of course.
Oh, where would that be?
Are you... I'm sorry. It is a matter of security. If you were with certain government organizations where I had to show you, I would. But I don't have to show you. I'm not supposed to.
Oh, is this...
You can rest assured that we would know if anyone had used it.
And nobody's used it.
No one has used it.
Oh.
This is a situation where you can think of the exit as having a seal on it. And the seal would have to be broken to get out.
When was the last time you checked? Or is this something you know remotely?
We check 2 times a week.
Twice a week, I see.
I guess. When was your murder?
Do we know? Like, in the last couple days, right?
I'm trying to think. Yeah,
yeah, in the last couple days.
So, most easy explanation is that our murder did not occur in the content mill.
It sounds like in the time frame of your murder, we haven't checked it. We can check later, when you aren't present, to maintain the secrecy of its location, but we can inform you of whether or not it's been used.
I see. Is McGarland over here? He is the head of the operation here, yes? No.
I think there's a slight annoyed flick of the eyes from September. September says,
close enough.
I see. Getting the lay of the land here, that is what he provided us with.
He is the manager around here, but he doesn't know how to do any of the work, so...
Alan, I think I am picking up what September is putting down here, yes?
What's the vibe that you're getting, Nicholas?
Oh, I'm saying this out loud.
Oh.
That, you know... Managers do not always... Those in powerful positions, yes... are not necessarily those who get shit done. Oh, excuse me, get things done. Anyway, I want to get out of your hair here. This work you do is incredible. It must take a great deal of concentration. What is your relationship? I understand you don't work upstairs very often, but with the Quartz Contender, you are acquainted, familiar... I know he's the master of this house, whatever this means.
Oh, is he the one who died?
Oh, not that I'm aware of, no. No, we were speaking with
that's
him.
That's a pity.
Oh, is this so?
I would describe him as something of a blowhard.
Oh,
it's not very nice.
You get people in charge of the manor now and then who have a very inflated sense of self-worth. You think that having the engine that runs reality below you... and not having any clue how it works would give you some humility, but rarely seems to work that way.
Is he involved with this title of master of the house? Is he at all involved with your operation here, or?
It's an interesting bit of a catch-22, I suppose. He is in charge as long as he doesn't try to give any orders, at which point he would learn he is not in charge.
Not as uncommon of a situation, perhaps, as we would all think. I see.
Fair, but yes. On paper, he is responsible for this. But in as far as his orders being followed, and as far as the other powers involved in the situation, if he tried to make changes, he would find himself quickly stripped of that power. No one wants you to experiment with the layout of the content mill.
I understand. One last question. Where does this dumbwaiter go?
Up to the kitchen.
Oh, okay. Just check.
Nick, are you thinking you're going to
see it on the map? Jumping in the dumbwaiter?
Correct.
How big is the dumbwaiter?
It's decent. This is, at least as far as September has indicated, this is their way of getting things from upstairs to downstairs, so it can handle some weight.
That's a good DM right there.
I think I would say it probably can't fit 2 people, but it could fit 1. If you want to, you know, if you both wanted to try,
and,
the role would be harder.
Is there anything else you would like to ask, or shall we let them get back to work?
I am learning a lot about the interplay and the dynamics of labor here in the genius house. So I think it's time that we head up to the kitchen, maybe grab a snack, and continue our investigation up there.
I could use a snack, yes.
Jackson.
Very well, then. It has been such a pleasure to meet your acquaintance. And I would like to casually just go and step into the dumbwaiter and pull down the door and try to go up. I cast light on a little on a watch I have first, so that my watch starts glowing.
Okay. This is what? This is such an
I give Alan a look. I think
you've presented me with.
Yep.
I give it back.
You feel free to, you know, approach and try to get in as well, but unless you want to.
Yeah, fuck it.
But, oh, yes, absolutely. And everything we do together. Well,
okay, great. That makes this easier for me.
Tip of the hat.
Well, don't bounce on that thing too much, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
Don't know if it can handle that much weight.
And they shut the door. The dumbwaiter starts moving upward. One of you two, you can choose. I would like you to roll Defy Danger.
Sure, I'll do it. How about that?
Okay. What kind of roll is this?
Wow.
What a question.
Luck. Like, we can't.
Yeah, I mean, there are other factors going on. Alan, can you roll it for me, actually? Because it's going to be a wisdom because of the other factor, and I don't want to screw Nicholas for volunteering.
Oh, wait, really?
Your wisdom is terrible, yes.
It's Dex. My Defy Danger is Dex.
You picked Dex in this instance, but it is the way Defy Danger works is you ask the GM what stat you're using.
Oh,
it's not one of the ones with a preset stat. So, right now yours is set to Dex because last time
it was a Dex check. Gotcha.
But now it's... Yes. So go ahead and roll. Okay.
Well, it's a four. That must be out of what? Like six? That's great.
I'm going to use an inspiration here because...
It's 12, audience.
You really need the help. Please roll again. I'm using my inspiration on you.
What is it out of?
Please.
You are rolling 2d6 plus your modifiers.
Sheesh.
Yeah, you rolled a 1 and a 2. That's poor.
Well, check this out. Cheesh. Bing, bong, bang. Let's go.
It's a 9.
Okay, nine. Perfect. Okay. What? Wow. Oh, man. Okay. So you head up to the... You head up to the kitchen, you go up through the dumbwaiter, and it slides open, and this is where, you're back where you were in our first session, when you talked to Regent Young, right? Uh-huh. The kitchen, which is an open concept connected to the dining hall. Back then, Regent Page was in here, was sitting by the kitchen. They are gone. There is a envelope sitting on the counter between the sort of the bar between the kitchen and the dining hall. Uh-huh. And your roll isn't good enough. I won't give you more than that. There's an envelope there. It has a wax seal on it.
Ooh. It's
just sitting there. I think the other thing you notice is that there are, like, this whole place, you know, where we're in a nice medieval context, right? But there's magic, mm-hmm. So there are sort of, like, magical implements lighting things around. The lights in here have been dimmed, but they're not out entirely, and you wonder if it's like, oh, this is, because it's such a public space that is used so often, it never is fully unlit, but it gets dark when not in use.
Interesting. What do you think we should do?
I guess let's pile out.
Well, yeah.
Of the dumbwaiter. Uh-huh. So it's just an envelope with a wax seal. There's no writing or anything. That
it
see
is face yet. Down. This is the seal is on the back of it.
Gosh.
Can I flip it over and see what seal it is?
The trap triggers. No.
I was going to say, let's carefully approach the envelope.
Rip it over with my teeth.
You flip it over and it says, to the investigators.
Ooh, that's us.
It is... written in pieces, like they're sort of printing press letters, but they're sort of mismatched and cut out seemingly of different pieces of paper.
Ransom note. Ransom note.
A magic zine.
Or a magic zine.
The note says, I have your penis. No.
What?
It's a ransom note. What are they ransoming?
Where's my Willy?
What does it say?
Oh, you crack it open? Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Crack
I
that
must
shit.
Have missed
crack
that. That shit. All right.
Yep, Alan inhales the anthrax.
It is more, you know, pasted writings to make it hard to read the handwriting, one would imagine, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
And it says, find the token.
Oh, we're going to the Nick Arcade to find the token.
And do we see anything? You know, I look around the room. I'm going to walk the dining hall and look for anything else out of the ordinary here. I'm looking for like shreds of a magazine or.
No, it seems like it was very freshly cleaned, wax. In fact.
Oh, it seems Regent Young is a very organized, fastidious caretaker.
Let's see. She would have opened the hidden staircase for us, and then mm-hmm. we're not sure where she went.
Mm-hmm.
Alan, shall we go look for the Regent Young?
You know that's what we're here to do, my friend. Let's make it happen.
Okay.
Do you want to just split up either end and go quickly run?
I mean,
open all the doors.
We could go find her. I could have you look in rooms over and over and say not there.
Yeah.
Or that sounds like great gameplay, doesn't it?
Yep.
You find Regent Young in the Solarium, one of the rooms you didn't check before. It is a room with like two benches and a bunch of plants. And she is watering the plants. And she says,
"Oh, did you have further questions?
Did you leave us this envelope?"
She tilts her head. She says,
"No, I think we said everything we had to say to each other.
Yeah.
Did you get... You wouldn't have gotten mail. That doesn't make sense."
No.
"Do you get mail here?"
"We get deliveries."
"I see.
What kind of deliveries?"
"Of mail."
"Oh."
"USPS, FedEx, UPS, DSL, Amazon,
We are technically on United States territory. Medieval United States, obviously. Fantasy United States. So we get USPS. I believe we have instances of UPS and FedEx passing their packages onto the Postal Service."
"I see. It's a third-party deal.
Tell me, after you opened the staircase for us, yes, where did you go? Did you return to the dining hall?"
"I did briefly to clean up the dishes, and then I went to the mini library to investigate a few. Talking to you reminded me of a few things I wanted to look into. After that, I came here and started watering the plants, and pruning and such things. Some of them require very specific care."
"I'm a master of plants myself. I have a couple spider plants at home that are growing really well."
"Spider
plants. I believe those are famously easy to take care of, but good work."
"Well. Oh. I'll be right back. I gotta..."
It's like this is the first time you've heard this. Like, oh.
Everyone was being
tasty. Take one damage.
My dreams
crushed.
"Tell me, is there any sort of totem around here that you are familiar with?"
"A totem?"
"A totem, yes. Is famous sage man a totem, or?"
"I don't think that word has ever been relevant to my life."
"Oh, that's a very..."
For the record, if in case this was a mishearing, I said token.
As well. "Oh, sorry, yes, the token. Okay, let's just say I said the word token."
"Okay.
Ah. So, there shouldn't be any more, but this building was a storage place for the tokens of immortality once upon a time."
"The tokens of immortality?
I'm not familiar."
"Oh, it came up. There must have been a detail that... When we were discussing the Unctra Despair Girl and all that, one of the things she did steal was a token of immortality from someone and led to them dying."
"Ah, yes, yes.
Tokens of immortality are quite rare, and they're rewards from a competition called the Sage, held, of course, here at the Sage Manor."
"So you're saying the Unctra Despair Girl, she stole a token of immortality, and so I would, you know, she must still have this token of immortality."
"Mm-hmm.
It's not a thing you would simply give up
willy-nilly.
So, when was this? Was this recently?"
I believe it's been at least a year.
Oh, well, if she has a token of immortality, how could she perish?
Well, it only works once.
Oh.
If you receive damage, this is a strange thing, the phrase, but if you receive some manner of injury that would kill you, you are engulfed in flames. The token is, it doesn't vanish, but is irreparably damaged. And like a phoenix from the ashes, you are reborn. Your body remains.
She was killed twice. We investigated the body. We did not find any sort of token on the body.
You didn't find any personal effects, no.
Yeah. Maybe somebody killed her or stole the token and then killed her.
This token, it is a physical thing that, in theory, could be stolen?
Yes, it looks like a badge you would pin to your chest with wings on it.
Uh-huh. She's got her wings, like a phoenix.
From the ashes, yes, Alan. Correct.
I'm paying attention! My character says that, I don't say that.
Yeah, yeah. And his interior no, real Alan would never say job. That. Yeah.
Interesting. Very, very good. There was anything else you would like to tell us after your research in the mini library?
Nothing particularly relevant, I suppose. The only concern I have is where you'll be staying during your investigation.
I was also concerned here after finishing our tour. And did you come up with a solution for us? Yes.
There's a bit of disagreement with the quartz contender. We have guest rooms up here. He doesn't want to give it to you. He says it's okay for you to have one of them, but it has a single bed, and we're going to need a second bed. So I was trying to give you both guest rooms, but he's opposed to the idea for some reason.
Where would these guest rooms be?
They're just off the entry hall.
They are not on your map because you didn't know about them.
Right, okay.
There are two of these guest rooms, yes? Total?
We have three, but you wouldn't need a third one. I mean, I don't mind you taking your pick. One of them is in less than ideal shape. We had given one to the Unctra Despair Girl, and she's a messy lady.
Aw. It's like Danganronpa, like we're going to find the little Monokuma tokens in each of our bedrooms. But also, Nick, do you not want to be in the same bedroom?
No, I just wanted to know the total.
wait. So you said one of these guest rooms was the Unctra Despair Girls, yes?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Could you lead us to it right now?
Sure, I suppose.
Please lead us to it right now.
Please.
Yeah, no problem.
And she steps out of the solarium and like 2 feet across to the door directly opposite and opens it up.
Alan, how was this not something that was revealed to us earlier?
Where we would be sleeping? Well, we've been here for less than a day.
That the Unctra Despair Girl had her own bedroom.
Oh, we didn't ask. I don't think we asked.
There were a lot of things you didn't ask.
She adds helpfully.
See, at least when I play Baldur's Gate and I don't ask the important questions, it's like, okay, well, some other player did, but this is a campaign only for us, and I'm making 6 throwaway prep, and that makes me happy.
Absolutely. I would like to investigate Zelda Despair Girl's room, for sure.
Is that allowed? Can we get in there?
Sure. Yeah. She's opened the door for you. You step inside, and so the first immediate impression is a double bed that is
double bed
a mess. Double, right? Double,
double I had the bed. Same thought. Nick.
The covers are on the covers are on the floor. The sheets are sort of
a strew.
Very, very, very. Thank you. A strew. That's a good term for it. There is a dresser next to it. It is a low dresser, but the drawers are all pulled out, and clothing is spilling out of it. There is a little. What's the term I want? Where you have like the mirror in the drawers. A vanity.
Vanity.
There is a vanity opposite it, near to the door. The mirror on the vanity has been slightly cracked and has some paint on it. There is a small door leading off of it to the bathroom. The bathroom is not in great shape. It's not, like, gross, but it's, like, like empty shampoo bottles and stuff on the floor. And there are also a bunch of, like, suitcases about the place that are, like, open and stuff is spilling everywhere. And Regent Page kind of grimaces and says,
as I said, she was a messy lady.
Do we dig through the clothes? Well, do we
check the bed? Say, shall we dismiss Regent Young here? Would not want to tie up her valuable time.
I think that's a good idea, Agent Young.
If we will be spending some time here, I assume.
She gives a slight bow and she says,
would you like me to investigate your letter? I might be able to learn something in the meantime.
What do you think?
What was the question again? Sorry.
What do you think?
On our end, Nick, it cut out. You just said the word think. So everyone stopped to think for a moment.
Feel. See.
Feed.
Were you asking Alan what they thought?
Yeah, what do you think, Alan?
What was the question?
Regent Young has offered to take the, like, anonymous letter you got and try to investigate.
We'll hang on to it. I think we should hang on to it.
Very good.
I'm not against that.
I trust Curie. I don't trust Regent Young that much.
Yeah.
And she shovels off to the dining hall.
She shovels, huh?
She does the shuffle. Do 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 do
do do do do do. What would you like to investigate?
I think let's take a careful look over, and then, I mean, if we are looking for something the size of a pin, I would like to tear the place apart. It's not like you could tell.
It looks like it looks like she's one step ahead of you on that one. okay. What role is this? Unfortunately, this is looking for... you know what? I'll let this be intelligence, because you're trying to figure out what's out of place. So go ahead and just roll intelligence for me.
Both of us?
Wow! Jeez!
That's a crit. That's two sixes.
That's a crit. Yes. At a 10 from Alan, another full success supporting you.
Finally.
Okay, I'll give you different
things. Okay, I'll tell
here.
You who the murderer was.
So here's the downer note, right? No token here.
Damn.
Okay.
I think you do get some pretty damning things, I guess, right? You find a bomb. It's half built. It's not done. Perhaps there was some mischief that the Unctra Despair wanted to get to but didn't finish. Of course, it's a fantasy bomb, right? You know, it's like
a
iron casing and gunpowder. You know, this is all, everything is a fantasy representation of how it would be if you were able to investigate the real murder scene. you find, in the bathroom, I think you find some empty bottles of hair dye.
Oh.
You find a bunch of different clothes that seem like they were, like, worn once, like she was trying a bunch of different things on. You find a crossbow. You find a floor plan for the building, including some rooms that you did not have noted. I will add these to you for next time because we're going to wrap in a minute here. Mm-hmm. And.
Yo, yo, my name is Alan. I'm
here.
And I like to pound with my friend Nick. He's a real good guy. He likes to make me feel like a guy, but I'm sick. My name is also John Wick.
I think another thing you get is that this mess feels somewhat artificial.
Yeah, with the luggage, I got that sensation. Why would somebody, like, toss all this luggage about?
Like, you can't quite... You know what? You both got full successes. And Nick got a crit. I'll give you a little more.
Be Franklin with
me. It's twofold. someone tossed this place and then wanted it to look like they had tossed the place.
Interesting. You know, I saw that hair dye earlier. Have we met somebody who has colored hair yet?
Oh, it's black hair dye.
Even weirder.
Looks the color of the... what color hair did the body have?
So you found black hair in the body bag.
Right.
The body itself, it was mostly covered in blood, but I think probably, it's not completely soaked through. She didn't get a blood, dye job, right?
Ew.
So I think there probably would have some parts you could see that were black hair.
Interesting.
I'm wondering if... Alan, do you have any hunches before I, bias you?
No, I thought it was one of the had to do with one of the scientists, because I remember one of them having interesting hair, but I'm misremembering. So,
the scientists?
Not scientists. The people that were in the bottom floor.
I didn't mention their hair. So
I invented it. I made them lesbian. They're canon lesbians in my head. God, black hair dye. Everyone's a little bit suspicious still. That's the problem. I haven't been able to narrow. Do we have more people and not narrowing anything down? What do you think?
The problem is, it seems like we are not missing anyone else. It at least seems like this. Yes?
Yeah.
What purpose would swapping a body out be for anyone other than the Unctra Despair Girl? This is a non-rhetorical question. It seems like the Unctra Despair Girl may have faked her own death, possibly. Uh-huh. A little trite for the Unctra Despair Girl. Based on her reputation, I would expect more. However, after seeing this bomb, perhaps I should not overestimate her.
Uh-huh. And maybe it has to do with the use of the coin. Maybe somebody, quote unquote, expended the coin or stole it from her and then killed her.
The token?
Excuse me. And maybe somebody... That was a voice. Thank you, voice of God, talking to me.
The token.
The totem?
The toto. Or maybe somebody used it, killed her. I don't know. There's a lot of variance on that, on how they use the totem.
Who stands to benefit from eliminating the Unctra Despair Girl?
Does she have competition? What does she do? What's her job?
Despair. Those downstairs seem like they would not be amused by hijinks of any sort. September perhaps a little more uptight than the others, perhaps understandably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If she was interfering or posed a threat, perhaps it would be beneficial to get rid of her.
Yeah. Yep. I don't think the game...
If we're thinking in terms of motive, yes.
Right, motive. I don't think that the gamers have anything to do with the murder. I didn't get a bad sense. I didn't get a bad sense from them, and I also don't know how much they know. That's the thing now. It's like now we've the classic murder mystery thing. We have method, but we don't have motive.
Do we have method?
I mean,
I'm not convinced that this is the Unctra Despair Girl.
You're saying that the body we found is not the actual Unctra Despair Girl.
What?
I mean, you could examine it further. You guys walked away from it pretty quick.
We're trying to get rid of as much of your prep as possible.
Let's...
Understandable. Have a good day.
Let us finish this debrief and then investigate the body further. Why would there be a body bag in the secret room behind?
Because they swapped out some bodies and they don't want you to know which one to switch.
Or perhaps there never was a first body.
Oh. There was an empty body bag?
There was a dead body. I'm not confident, but let me lay out a theory.
Okay.
The Unctuous Asparago has procured a corpse. Well, at the high level.
Yeah.
The Unctuous Asparago, yes?
Yeah.
A force of chaos. I cannot imagine being some sort of chaos demon, but this is what this character sounds like.
Sure.
As we can see from this area, she seems to have powerful tools at her disposal and some influence.
Yep.
Perhaps. I'm not aware if she... We should ask Regent Young if she would have known about the content mill. I suppose that may be important.
Useful.
Either way, she may have posed a threat to the house. She has hijinks. She has an impulse. Uncontrollable. If she had procured a corpse, she could have staged this crime, escaped through... Yes. Okay. The Unctuous Asparago, she has a body in a body bag, somehow.
Yeah.
She willingly chooses to go into the safe room and stage a locked room murder. It is not a locked room. We have discovered there was a secret passageway out. She did not do a very good job of hiding things, but perhaps this is all part of her plan.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the lights went out at some point. The power went out, it seems like, during the events with the Innocents. She could have escaped from secret passage number one, if I remember correctly from my notebook. Yes, apparently one of the Innocents was playing something from a soundboard they seem to have tripped on. Oh, good taste, yes. She could have slipped out and gone who knows where. In addition, there are secret rooms we are not privy to, as well as a way we have been refused access to.
Correct.
Knowledge of the secret passageway besides the hidden stairs to get to the lower level. We know there is another way, and we have not been permitted to gain this knowledge yet. It seems possible that she could have made her way through the mansion in ways we would not be able to easily discover.
I see.
I proffer that the Unctuous Asparago is in fact not dead.
Well, if the Unctuous Asparago is not dead, then why were we called to investigate it?
Exactly, my dear Nastison.
Also, worth noting, on our map that was provided to us hand helpfully, the scene of the crime is circumvented by secret passage number one. Who's to say there isn't a secret passage number two, three, or even four?
Oh!
Who's to say that the Unctuous Asparago didn't sneak around and leave another body in the bag? But who's the other body?
Perhaps she's about to sneak around and find out.
This is Six's phone. Six speaking.
Is that really how you answer the phone?
Well, no. But I saw it was you, crime scene, and I thought it'd be funny.
It was not funny. You said we had a problem. That's why I called. Unless that was another one of your goofs.
Wow, boss, relax. And then unrelax, because yes, we have a problem.
What's the trouble?
Well, Alan and Nick have mostly solved the mystery you set up for them already.
Ah, well, I appreciate your instincts here, but it is, in fact, fine. It was designed for them to solve it. That's part of the plan. As long as it'll take them a while.
Yeah, but, so, they have figured out that Unk just killed herself and used a token of immortality to survive it, and they found the murder weapon last episode.
Oh. Huh. Well, shit. That is faster than I expected. But they haven't found the token yet, right? They aren't ready to do a drawing room scene or anything?
No, they haven't found the token. Actually, I meant to talk to you about that. I don't think they ever will, crime scene. You hit it too well. You're expecting Alan to remember a scene from... just a random scene from season 2 of The Genius, and then also make the connection to the murder? It's never gonna happen.
You may be right about that. I'll work on that problem some more. We do need them to find it eventually. And an episode of them just tearing through the house, trying to find it, would likely be pretty boring. Yeah, okay, I'll just kill someone else and they can investigate that.
Yeah, that would... Wait, crime scene? Crime scene? Crime scene, don't kill anyone! Oh god damn it, why did I take this job?